This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Sweetest mamas. Hello. Welcome back to Ben's Tech Review Channel. Guys, I have a passion for tech, for technology. I've left behind every other thing in my life that I've made content about. I've left my family behind in the dust. No money. I've left all my friends behind. They think I'm dead. And I'm here to start this new chapter of tech reviewing with you. And the first thing that I want to talk to you about is the Apple Vision Pro Max X Plus. Also, there's a state of emergency outside right now here in sunny Los Angeles. Actually, not sunny. There's flooding. There's been 2 days of storms. And since all the ground is hard concrete with not a speck, not a crumb of soil, everyone's houses are flooding. And the street outside my house is flooded. Wasn't gonna go anywhere anyways, so it's not really affecting me that much, but I'm still gonna, claim it as a traumatizing event, for some emotional brownie points, okay? But anyways, I spent the past, 20 hours with this piece of shit. Want VR? Let me get this. This whole episode is going to come off very pessimistic, I'm assuming. I'm predicting. And it makes me upset. It makes me truly upset because I used to want futuristic things to happen. I used to think it would be the coolest fucking thing ever if we could teleport, if we had VR, if we had... Like, literally, when I was, 5, I was like, damn, touchscreens are so cool. And, the only place that a touchscreen existed was at, a printer at my dad's office. And, boom, now we have iPads. Yada, yada, yada. Basically, what I'm saying is, my whole life, I've longed for and I've wanted futuristic things to happen. And now that we have them, now that we fucking have them, now that this is just here, I don't want this shit. It sucks. It sucks. And it makes me sad that it sucks. Because it's good. Kind of. But the concept of it sucks. Okay, let's break this down. So, to take it back, I feel like VR became a actual consumer thing that you could buy. I want to say when I was 16, 2016. You could buy VR headsets for gaming. And they were so expensive and would give you motion sickness after probably 2 minutes. And they would have them in museums, random places, or there was this movie theater that closed down in my town, and then it reopened as a fucking VR experience place. So this has been around for a while, but it's only getting more and more accessible. So fast forward to the start of the pandemic, I guess, when the Meta Quest, the Facebook fucking goggles came out, and they were $300. And hey, Mark Zuckerberg does look like a robotic worm 99% of the time, but he kind of fucking popped off on that. The Meta Quest is kind of good. It's fun. I really enjoyed it. And for its price, boom, you've brought something that used to be so expensive and so inaccessible. I just heard someone crash outside. Mark Zuckerberg, you brought something so rare and inaccessible to the masses for a reasonable price. Obviously, $300 for the lowest tier is still quite a bit of money, but we're getting there. And then I was okay, listen, Facebook, blah blah blah, they've made their own, kind of a fucking random company to make it, but Apple, I'm sure they're gonna make one. And there was rumors for years, people have been when is Apple going to make their VR headset? And then they announce it, the Apple Vision fucking Pro. And this shit gets announced with a price tag of $3,500. There is not a single piece of technology other than like a fucking CT scanner machine for hospitals that should cost over $2,000. Like, maybe like your highest end MacBook should cost that much. What? And I'm saying this with such intensity, with such passion right now, because I am someone who has thoroughly used this. I've seen all the bells and whistles of this thing, experience all of it. Also, I know this is not drama. Like, shut the fuck up. I know my drama mamamians are like, talk about the Grammys, talk about Taylor, talk about Aiden Ross and Playboy Cut. No. Today is my tech review day. The first and last time I review tech. I have used this extensively. I know all the ins and outs of this. This shit is not worth $3,500. I would say this is not worth $500. It simply is not. When you're in it, it feels very real, okay? It blends, like, what's around you with the workings of, like, an Apple product. So you have apps, you have communication, you can like FaceTime people. We'll get to that later. You can text people, yada yada yada. The interface is all cool. You're like boop 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 boop. It's fun, but it's a gimmick. No one needs this shit. I had it on for like maybe an hour and I could not wait to take it off to just use my devices in real life. Like, it simulates having a giant screen. Like, you can like drag these windows around with like the different apps and stuff, which you can just fucking do in real life with your phone. Like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. Okay, so the dumbness aside, it is also the most uncomfortable thing ever. You have to have this motherfucker tight on your head. Like, it has to be, like wrapped around your skull, like, drilling Neuralink style into your skull to, like work for you to, like, be able to see properly into it. And that literally makes your brain feel compressed. Like, I was getting, like, a migraine from wearing it. And not only that, when you slide it on your head, it, like, rips your fucking hairs out. Like, I had so many hairs get ripped out. And, like... okay, there's, like, police gathering outside, like, talking in their fucking loudspeaker. Anyways, whatever that's about. It's so uncomfortable. And that's not even where the fucking buck stops. Is that the saying? I don't know. You have to carry around this goddamn big old battery the whole time. This, like, also weighs probably the weight of, like, two iPhones. It's just, like, pure battery. What the fuck? Like, the Oculus Quest, that shit just sits on your head. And it's lighter somehow. It's literally lighter. How the fuck is this itself heavier, plus you need a battery pack? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. So... I think VR is very gimmicky still. I think its use is maybe best for, like, gaming and stuff. And that's why I think it works so perfectly in, like, a $300 device, which is the Oculus Quest. It does not fucking work in this, which is supposed to be, like, an everyday device. Like, they want you walking around this thing, wearing it all fucking day, doing your work, attending meetings in this shit. No! It hurts. It literally fucking hurts. It feels like I'm wearing, like, a dinner plate on my head. It's, like, so ridiculous. So, there's not only that, but, like, the actual inner workings of it are so ass. So, for example, I talked about FaceTime earlier. You, by the way, I made, like, a video, like, using it. So, if you haven't seen my users, you fucking see my YouTube channel. If you haven't, actually, don't go look at it. When you can make this thing called, like, a persona, where it scans your face so horribly. It scans your face and makes, like, a little fucking avatar. And it has little cameras all over. I actually don't know where. But it, like, is constantly scanning, like, your facial movements. And it, like, replicates that on the persona, the avatar. And you can FaceTime people with it. Mine looks so fucking busted. Let me bring up a picture for my visual mamas. Because if you're... Listen, what are you doing if you're not watching this podcast video style, baby? Busting it down video style. You don't get to see this. I was going to make some quip about how it looks nothing like me. Nope. That's me. Fuck. So you can FaceTime people. What makes the Oculus so fun is there's games where it's, like, so interactive and shit. Like, you have Beat Saber. You're, like, slicing around beats with giant lightsabers, and you feel it. You feel it in your fucking hands and your bones. This has Fruit Ninja, and it barely works. Like, I was trying to play Fruit Ninja, slicing through all that shit, and it was not, like, it was not working. It would, like, not pick up on my slices. It was delayed. It was, like, running, like, 15 frames per second. What the fuck? Come on. And I feel weird. I feel weird shitting on this because I know that it's gonna get better. I know that this is, like, the first step. I know that, like, when the iPhone fucking came out, everyone was like, bleh, boo, 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 boo. And then, boom, look at all of us, like, glued to our iPhone, screen time 16 hours a day. And you know what? I'm fucking sure that that will be the case with this one day. We will, like, look back at this clunky old thing and be like, you know what? This was a start of a new era of society. And then I'm going to look like a fucking clown because I was like, this was the worst thing ever. We actually don't need it. But genuinely, it's just not there yet. It's not there. And it's not worth $3,500. So, like, if I can, like, get one message across, just don't fucking buy it. If you want to try out VR, either go to your library, because I think most libraries have, like, VR headsets. Mind you, you'll probably get lice, but what the fuck ever. Or get, like, an Oculus Quest, because it's, like, $200. But I want to talk about, like, the broader societal implications of this. That's the worst fucking sentence I've ever said. Because there's something. When I was rewatching the video that I made on this, I realized I said dystopian, like, fucking 8 times. I sound like a broken record. But genuinely, it's the most, like, dystopian device I've ever witnessed. Because, like, listen, I'm all for innovation. I think we should be making fun new things, pushing tech forward, seeing where technology can take us. But we have enough fucking problems right now that need solving first to be worrying about fucking Apple Vision Pro. For example, why the fuck, just to keep it in the realm of Apple, first of all, why do my AirDrops never work? Why does AirDrop take 5 minutes to AirDrop a picture now? Is it probably my storage has 3 megabytes left? Yes. What else does Apple do that piss me off? How come my CarPlay doesn't work? How come I get in my fucking car and I'm like, okay, I need directions to XYZ and it can't give it to me. And I have to, like, connect, I have to, like, turn my car off, turn my phone off, then turn both of them on. Fix that before you make this fucking tin can. And it's like, it's almost like insensitive. It's like, how the fuck are you releasing a $3,500 device that's supposed to be, like, the future of computing, when it's like, we, like, most people financially, at least right now, are in, like, the worst positions they've been in a long time. The economy, mind you, I don't know how the fuck that works, but, like, is in the dumpster. I think like none of my friends can, like, afford, like, a ticket to a movie. Like, we were all gonna, like, go and see something, and they were like, we were, oh, fuck, what movie was it gonna be? We're gonna see the Renaissance Tour movie, and, like, we rain checked it. So, like, to release this now is fucking bonkers. And there's an added element of it where it's like, you're like, it's so weird. It's like you're, like, literally leaving the world. You're, like, kind of escaping from it. You put this thing on and you can just, like, turn this dial, and then you're, like, in, like, a sunny forest. And it's, like, in every sci-fi dystopian movie when they, like, show, like, their new technology. It's, like, the rich people, like, turn the fucking dial, and then it's, like, all of their windows over. Okay, this, like, literally isn't a movie. I'm, like, just making this up, but, like, I feel like it would exist if there was a dystopian movie. Like, they can just, like, cloud reality and only see what they want to see. And that's what it fucking feels like with this. It's, like, you, if you can just, it's like Ready Player One, and I haven't even seen that movie, but from what I assume, from what I've heard about fucking Ready Player One, it's just like this. It's like, people are just gonna, I mean, people already retreat into the internet to escape the fucking horrors of reality, but this is, like, another level of that. Like, if this shit just gets better and better, we're not gonna wanna fucking go outside, we're not gonna wanna, like, face the issues that we see in real life. Everyone in the global north, the west, who can afford them are going to, like, just be able to turn a blind eye to reality, and that's fucking scary. Am I the only one who thinks that's scary? Sorry, and I'm going to look like a Luddite in 10 years. I know that, but, like, it feels a little scary. It feels a little scary that it's just that easy to treat. Like, realistically, if you are someone, if you're, like, the people, like, think about, like, the ads that they run for Apple Vision Pro. It's, like, these people, like, these kind of, like, white-collar workers who just, like, do meetings all day and shit. You could theoretically live your whole life in this forever and ever. You could potentially never take this off. You can do, some people can do their entire fucking job in this. You can have meetings, you can type out Word documents, you can do like Microsoft Excel, which is what everyone was waiting for in the new VR headsets. You can like, you can do many work tasks. So in theory, and I'm very curious if like there will be people that like adapt or like adopt this to that extent, but like you could theoretically live your entire life in this for the rest of time. Like, you could never take that off. That's fucking scary. That's scary that we're at that point. Now, just some more criticisms on it. You literally can't, like, really wear this shit outside of your house. Like, A, it doesn't have its own, like, internet or, like, cellular thing, so you have to, like, hotspot it. When you walk around with it, all the windows, like, disappear. I tried biking with it. You see my video. And, like, the windows will just, like, keep hitting you in the face, and it's like, you're moving, stop, and, like, so it's not, like, this isn't, there's been so many memes and, like, viral pictures going around of people, like, using these while driving, like, their fucking Tesla, or, like, on the subway, like, cooking up a beat. That's not, like, realistic, and I don't think many people are going to end up using it for that at this rate right now, because, like, it literally doesn't fucking let you. Like, if you move, it's like, I need to take an edible. I'm, like, on one right now. I don't know why I have so much energy. I ate, like, 7 little pizza pups. No, I'm just, like, staring at this thing, like, hating it. And, like, I had this such a crazy fucking moment when I picked it up in the Apple store. Like, I was just standing there, and it was taking, like, 20 minutes for it to come out from the back. I don't know why. I did, like, the pickup order thing, and, like, it was taking forever. But, like, me and the Apple employee were just, like, making the, like, most painful small talk ever. Mostly my fault, because, like, I have not left the house really in, like, a week or had much human interaction. So I was, like, I was letting that conversation just fucking derail and just absolutely bottom out. But anyways, after a while, he was like, so, well, what are you planning to do with it? And I just, like, fucking stared him in the eyes. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I can do with this thing. Like, you can kind of do everything that I can do already. Like, this is literally just, like, I can't stress enough how it is literally just an iPhone strapped to your fucking face. And as soon as the gimmick wears off, of it being, ooh, like, virtual reality, ooh, like, AR, you're left with this, like, empty feeling. A, that you just spent $3,500 on it, and B, you just feel weird. You just fucking feel like a little, like, robot. I don't know. And by the way, I am returning this. I printed out the shipping label, or I went to go print it off, and then it said, like, error printing the shipping label, and I swear to God, if Apple fucking scams me and, like, doesn't let me return it, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind, because I did not actually intend to, like, drop 3.5 bands on this. Mind you, it gets higher than that. Like, I got the, like, the lowest storage model. Like, this shit is only 256 gigabytes. They have ones that are, like, a terabyte for, like, I think, like, $4,000. Like, Jesus Christ. And, like, whenever I buy something, my friend just landed in LA and didn't realize that there's a flood, and then wanted me to pick me up from the airport. Okay, sidebar time. There's an unspoken fucking rule in LA where you cannot ask a friend to pick you up from LAX airport. That is a cardinal sin to ask of someone that lives in LA. LAX airport is a fucking nightmare. Sometimes it takes an hour hour to just drive through the entire airport. And mind you, I live very, 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 very far from the airport. It's despicable. It's a despicable thing to ask. I will never do it. Like, it's literally only reserved for, like, your blood. Like, I'm talking, like, your mother or father is flying into town, and you maybe will pick them up. But yeah, I'm not getting the fuck up. I'm sitting right here, and I'm gonna keep yapping. Okay. Sidebar, we're taking a sidebar. Dixie D'Amelio unfollowed me! I was gonna, like, just go into a little sidebar and just rant about why does Dixie D'Amelio keep releasing food products? Why in December did she release her own popcorn brand? And then why in January she what is Drink My Muse? Enhanced waters and inspired sodas. What? Okay. So, all right. Well, I got hit with the unfollow. But that's completely besides the point. Okay? I'm not going to let any bitterness from that feed into my just confusion of why so many snacks. Hey, listen. Get the bag. But I think two snack brands in the span of, like 60 days is just maybe pushing it. Maybe just pushing it a little bit. Okay, we're deep enough that I'm just gonna say this because I know it's only real fucking mamas, like, listening right now. But what if I told you that and there's a box right there in the corner of my room with a whole box of merch samples? What would you say to that? That aren't approved or anything yet. I don't even know if I like them. I do like them. But what would you do? Would y'all, like, fuck with it? Because if you do, you should, like, head on over to my Discord, because we will be releasing it first, 24 hours before the original release on Discord. Not for a while. Like, I'm, like, hyping this up, so, like, these aren't the only ones that exist in the world. Like, this is just a sample. But no, I realize, like, okay, like, listen, I offer you my laughs, I offer you my smiles, my giggles, I give you that, but I'm, like, you know, and I'm not always, like, the most, I've had some bad experiences with merch in the past, but, I want to create something, I want to make something, and I'm happy to announce that, my first ever product is going to be official Ben of the Week Apple Vision Pro covers, okay? I've been working on this product for so long. I'm so glad that it's finally coming to fruition. It's going to be it's going to be high resolution printouts of my ass cheeks on each side of the cover. It's going to run for about $300. Okay, we use premium merino wool for the cover, and I'm just very excited for you all to see it. So I'm going insane. It's been a week indoors for no reason, for like actually no reason, and then I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna get out of the house and explore, and then the flash flood happened, and I was like, okay, whatever. I'm going on a ski trip, super excited about that. Just found out literally in that break we just took that I'm not going anymore. So, getting to an all-time low a little bit. Reaching a little bit of a low. Can't lie. But what are lows? What are highs without lows, okay? You need to be at the bottom of the lake before you can reach the top of the mountain. That sounded so fucking good in my head, and now I want to kill myself. What else? Oh, I have, I have five of these little babies in my cart, on this, like, random, like, Japanese website, and I really want to order more, but I saw this, like, TikTok of one of my mutuals who literally had, like, 100 in her room, and I was like, I can't get to that point. I feel like with collecting things, I have a very, like, what's the word? Like, the type of personality where it's like, I can't stop. Addictive, I don't know. But I know, I fucking know. I know that if I let myself go off the deep end, which I'm very close to, and I started buying these Sunny Angels, like, if I bought one more, then it would be two, then it would be four, then it would be eight, then it would be 16. Boom. What's prime number, square roots. It would get bad. I think the last time I collected something was, like, Pokemon cards when I was, like, really little. And thank God I was, like, limited by having the budget of a fucking eight-year-old back then. But now it's, like, who knows what could happen now that I am Mr. Beast million-billion-dollar YouTuber. What would stop me, realistically, from buying 600 Sunny Angels? Nothing. There's no one right now in my life other than my mother that would be like, this has become a problem, okay? Like, I could easily purchase that many and then just have them in my room and no one would be the fucking wiser. No one would know that I would be fighting this addiction of Sunny Angels. So, anyways, I think I'm going to go to bed at 9 p.m., tonight, but we do need to read the drama of the week, because we had no drama this episode at all. I didn't cover any drama. I covered a piece of fucking technology. So let's go through. Let's do a live reading, a live perusalment of drama. And by the way, if y'all want me to read, if y'all want me to read your drama on a future episode of Drama Podcast, just comment it down below on the YouTube video version of this podcast and keep it one sentence, okay? I will tell you right now, the way I pick the dramas is I pick not the shortest, but the one that is definitely a sentence long. okay, let's see. Oh my God, wait, I totally forgot that I like started a whole war against like skincare last episode. Sorry. A few of y'all wanted me to talk about that, about like the skincare being a scam, but I feel like there's not much to talk about regarding that. Like, it's literally it's just a scam. Like, you don't, like, there's no conspiracy. You just like think about skincare for more than 2 minutes and you like fucking realize, like, oh, like, you either just have good genetics. Oh! Someone said one sentence drama colon. Okay, you know, and we're gonna fucking read that one. Because I love, at Ride in the Stars, you fucking G. Guys, this isn't me being annoyed with you, okay? Listen, let's hold hands for a second. I'm not annoyed with you or anything like that. It's just when it's too long, if it's like a paragraph of drama, you need a therapist. You don't need Ben of the Week, okay? All right, one sentence drama. I had a crush on this boy. I stopped liking him and started liking someone else. First boy started liking me right after, and now I'm the first boy's platonic Valentine. The fuck is that? By the way, Ben, I love you so much. I've been a fan since 2019. Also was in the top 4% on Spotify for the podcast in 2023. My G. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, first of all, what the fuck is a platonic Valentine? Like, that is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. Like, that friend. The word for that is friend. Like... platonic about it could be fun. I like understand it a little bit. That is very annoying though, that like, I mean, sometimes I feel like when you're suddenly like not readily available to someone, or you have other people interested in you, it makes you like more attractive in their eyes, and it maybe activates like an element of competition potentially for them. So I'm guessing that that's like what's going on here, but that's very fucking annoying. Just be like, hey Buster,
I was the same girl. I am the same girl I was a few weeks ago. You didn't fuck with me then, why now? Oh, I know.
Mamas, I'm gonna go to bed now. It's 8:30. I'm gonna pop a melatonin. 9 p.m. I will be out. I want to cry a little. I'm gonna let a little cry right after this because I was so excited for that fucking ski trip, and now I'm not going. And I haven't been skiing in 2 years, and I love skiing. And I'm not just gonna go by my fucking stuff. I was like, oh, ski trip with my friends. Woo! And now it's fucking called off. Thanks for watching. I will talk to you later, next Wednesday specifically. Also, wait, I need to make an apology. Wait, I'm already like half crying now because of the ski trip. This is perfect. On stream the other day, I was playing Poppy Playtime, and I rage quit after 20 minutes because I couldn't figure out a puzzle. And a lot of people were left in the chat saying I wasted their time, and they were very mad. And to you all, I'd say kiss my ass! Okay, love y'all, bye!